throwbacks all weekend on Q105, and Cupid's arrow is coming. Free weddings. Details on Monday here on Q105. Good morning. It's the morning after 8:30. It's Eric and Demetrius. Our friend Ashley is here today, and you can hit up some podcasts on the website, Q1055.com, after the show, and check out socials as well. So Ashley couldn't make it in, and we haven't done a podcast for a minute or two, but you couldn't make it in last week because you were taking your husband, Kevin, to the airport. So speaking of not working and partying, D, Kevin's where?
In Fort Myers.
Yeah. He's basically on spring break.
Basically. It's like he's living the dream. So in a hotel. He's got like money to eat and drink. They're like, here's $60 a day to eat.
Bitches everywhere.
Yeah.
Empty bottles.
Yeah.
The Brazzers pouring people coming in and out, right?
Probably. Who knows?
So he's away and you're single momming it with the two ERs, Parker and Tucker.
Correct.
You've done this before. So
Kara's going through it right now.
Maybe we should have. But you've done this too. When you go from marriage and family to single parent, so what have you? Is this the longest Kevin's been away where you've had to do this? Definitely with two kids, right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, typically, if anything, it would probably be like me that was going away for work stuff before, and even that wasn't that long. It'd be like, oh, I'm in like Findlay for the weekend because I have a big show thing or something like that.
But it's a whole week now and another week coming, right?
Yeah. So, and then in two more weeks it happens again.
So does it kind of feel like you were single again, but not because you're juggling two kids?
Yes, absolutely. But, and like, you know, it's not really like I'm single because I can't really do anything crazy.
But, yeah.
But, you know, it's like there's like pluses and like, you know.
Well, talk to me about it.
So some of the things I haven't liked, I've decided, like, I hate bringing up the laundry basket from downstairs. Don't know why. It's just, like, his job that he's assumed. Like, I do all the laundry. I fold it. I put it away. Just bring the laundry basket upstairs. So, not something that crazy. Taking down the garbage can, I luckily remembered. I totally thought I was going to forget. Took down the garbage can. So, like, I feel like I'm kind of nailing it. But then there's like some really good things that I've liked thus far. Like we didn't go through as much garbage. And then
bathroom might be cleaner.
Bathroom's way cleaner.
No pee stains.
You've been gone and I found out that you're the one that generates most of the trash.
Yes.
You understand that?
And
that's disgusting.
I don't even know if it's like, so he picks up the kids, so he's home like way earlier than I am typically. So like they're like every other week he works like in the middle of the night to early in the morning. So he's home by like noonish. So he has from like noon to five to accumulate more garbage. And that hasn't happened because, you know, I'm not home till 5:30, 6 o'clock. So I have an hour and a half. And I've been eating like a child, which is absolutely glorious. I feel like kind of like I'm a man because I'm like having cereal and like
pizza
grilled
rolls.
Cheese. And I haven't stooped to pizza rolls, but
Hot Pockets.
I had a Totino's pizza. Those are my favorite thing in the world.
Was it a small one or a big one?
I didn't know they had big ones. They're like the ones that are like square.
Right.
They're delicious. They're crispy and
oven or microwave?
Oven. I don't even think you can cook those in the microwave.
That's why I was wondering how big it was.
Yeah, it's like a square
but
pizza.
See, this is almost too easy. Like Kevin would have had a harder time with this than you.
Well, yeah, because I'm an independent woman.
What's the R word too?
What's the R word?
Responsible.
Oh yeah, cool. I'm
D,
that too.
What?
When you've been single dad before?
I will tell you. Huh. There's the difference between like when a woman has to do it when her man's out of town and a man has to do it when his woman's out of town is this. All those rules that the mom has established throughout the beginning of this child's life for the duration of her absence go out the door. Like, suckers for breakfast seem like a good thing if it means you'll be quiet so I can watch the news. You know, or what's one little thing of soda in your bottle?
Bottle?
Well, you know, or a sippy cup or whatever. There's just no rules. There's no bedtime seems to be extended. You know, lunch is loosely, you know, some food type thing. Maybe a chicken nugget.
But you're talking about everything I've basically been doing. As a mom, like he's more like, what are we having for dinner on my way home? And I'm like, I don't know. I'll make chicken. So then I cook for like an hour.
Do you not meal plan?
Asking me, we meal plan. I even write it on like a chalkboard and it looks cute and it looks like I'm really adulting hard. And then I get home and I'm like, screw this. I've worked 9 hours. I'm not making dinner. You're having scrambled eggs. You're having a grilled cheese. Kevin, eat SpaghettiOs.
Scrambled eggs. Yeah. I feel like that should be excluded from the dinner.
Breakfast for dinner is the best.
First of all, I don't know when that turned into a thing.
It's always been a thing.
No, it's not. It has never, ever always been a thing.
Yes, it has.
Like Black Friday wasn't always a thing.
That's not apples to apples.
That is absolutely apples to apples.
Breakfast, I like breakfast at all times.
Agreed.
And I like it for dinner every now and then. I know to inject here my own parental experience. my mom would say, guess what? We're having your favorite for dinner. And I knew what that meant. It meant she was going to make eggs with like the real thick salami. And I did like it. But it was also her way of saying, I'm not cooking tonight.
Right.
Eggs and salami it is.
What? Who eats salami for dinner? I'm just going to bring that up real quick.
That's
like the weirdest
odd
thing I've ever heard.
Eggs and salami.
Yeah.
How
really?
Is that a Jewish thing? I mean, that would have been.
Did they just tell you it was a Jewish thing?
Probably.
Okay.
I bought it.
Like
you're really part of that seat too. And there's salami and eggs.
Yeah, salami and eggs.
You've like, survived?
Yeah, I'm like living life. I'm good.
Mm. Dee, what's the longest you've gone single parent? Kara doesn't really go out of town much.
Yeah, 2 days.
2 days?
2 days.
Could you make it a week?
I could make it a week. It would be hard. Would be super, super
the hardest
hard.
Thing is like the transferring, because like, you know, I'm a working mom. Mm-hmm. So like the transferring of the children back and forth. Mm-hmm. Next week will be harder.
Yeah.
Next week will be the bane of my existence.
Like I honestly
believe. I actually
have
to take them to like daycare and I had help this week during the day.
Like that's why Kara doesn't go out a lot. It's because it is the transition from the outside to the car seat, putting all those straps on, then taking all those straps off, getting him out of the car. She sees that car seat and she goes, is it worth it? And she goes, no, it's not. It's not worth it.
Like going somewhere?
Yeah.
Or him going through the windshield?
No, like him going, like going anywhere.
Loading. The
She's
loading
like
situation.
She's like, I got to deal with the chair.
I got to strap that sucker in and tighten it. And
do we need groceries today or can they be pushed back to tomorrow?
Is she a Kroger click lister?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she is.
My girl.
And she's really leaning towards that Meijer delivery thing now because he is such an ass when he goes outside now.
Really? Like not even problem in the chair, but then in the store and walking.
In the store is just.
He's about that age.
Yeah, he's. And I tell her that. I'm like, he's 2. And she's like, when is that going to be? Not an excuse.
A year?
And I'm like,
when he's
30.
Yeah.
You know, when you're like, he should be mature now. Yeah.
Since she is home all the time now, I don't know if I've asked you this question. Since she's like home regularly, would she maybe want to watch 2 of my dogs?
Dude, you have a better chance of seeing Jesus Christ ride backwards on a motorcycle than having my wife watch your 2 dogs.
But she's home all the time.
That doesn't matter. She hates your dogs.
Oh,
what? Why?
She hates Diddy.
Why?
First of all, Diddy ate all of Boogie's food.
That's Boogie's problem.
And how was that Boogie's problem?
Nope.
Like you, what is this? All dogs go to heaven, and on top of that, he is kind of defiant. She hates animals on her couch.
Yeah.
She surrendered a chair, and that is all she will surrender. And Diddy seems to not care about those rules.
Does he lift his leg? I feel like a dog named Diddy would just be like, I'm marking my territory everywhere. This is mine.
Pooped everywhere.
Oh, no.
Like,
because he ate Boogie's food.
Everywhere.
Then that's your fault.
Like 20 minutes of just, I'm like, damn, why aren't you tired?
And when you eat, when a dog like changes food like that, they do become like a leaky faucet.
Yeah. No, I had a dog. I know how that works.
You want to watch 2 of them?
No, I have a yard. In the summer, they can stay in the yard.
All right, 8:39. What's the word? My new favorite game here on The Morning After. We're going to get to that before 9 o'clock here on Q105.